It's not easy being in rural America and in rural Michigan. You got to drive for a lot of essentials. But the one essential you shouldn't have to drive for is emergency health care. When it's urgent, you need it and you need it now. You don't need to have to drive 45 minutes to find the nearest hospital. And yet that is the reality up in places like Ontonagon. And we welcome in the Ontonagon Village Manager, Willie DuPont, that has seen the only hospital in one of our largest counties, close. Mr. DuPont, welcome.
Thank you, and welcome to you. Good morning.
I was a ski patrolman, and, you know, you got folks breaking legs and hurting themselves, and it was great to have the little Lakeview Community Hospital to send them to. And in a lot of places now, we don't have doctor deserts. We have emergency care deserts.
Yeah, and you hit the nail on the head. I live out in the middle of nowhere, of course, which you can find pretty easy up here, and I'm a little bit leery about where I step these days. Breaking an ankle or twisting something and needing assistance is going to be problematic for a lot of people, and that's kind of a minor incident. There's bigger issues, and you're right, the ER is no longer available. It's a 45-minute ride these days.
So what happened? Why did the sudden closure of the hospital?
They never told us. I mean, Aspirus never showed their face here, and they never had a public meeting, and they never disclosed why. It just, we got a notice, and 2 weeks later, it was done. And I really feel like they should have come here and said, you know, I don't care what they would have said, just something. But that just never happened, so I don't have an answer for you. You'd have to ask them.
Wow.
Ontonagon is pretty far up there, but this is an issue with any place up north. We know people in Muskegon who had to drive a long way to get obstetric care.
And I think the 45-minute drive is a big deal, where now we just have it's a basic clinic. So, I mean, they're offering, if you have the sniffles, you're okay, but anything bigger than the sniffles is a 50-minute drive or 45 minutes or whatever you want to say.
Well, how many restaurants
you drive, right?
Yeah, how many restaurant and front porch babies are you going to have up there?
Right.
Because 45 minutes, for a lot of women that have already delivered before, that's not out of the realm of possibility.
It's pushing it, so I think people need to be prepared with a minivan before they even have kids, right? And I get it. I think the bigger issue to me, though, is our community is older. Our average age in the county is roughly 60. That's a lot of older retired folks, and a lot of people wanted to settle here in their golden years. I don't know if I'd be real confident without having an ER very close. So it's very concerning for people.
So what now?
I don't have a good answer for that. I know there's a committee that's trying to get somebody else to come in here to run an ER and really – and the other part is, too, a lot of the EMTs are trying to beef up what they're doing. You know, we have an ambulance, and we also have the fire department and the local police are trying to get more training just so they're more qualified for life-saving techniques. The scariest thing to me is if you get picked up by the ambulance and say I have a stroke, can they even treat me? And 45 minutes when you have a stroke is a huge deal. Mm-hmm. 5 minutes is a lot better.
Well, there's a difference between emergency care and advanced life support. So what level of EMS do you have at your disposal?
And see, that's where I'm not that familiar with that part of it, to be frank with you.
Okay, yeah.
We have people here that are definitely working on that and trying to beef that up. And that's part of with the Aspirus closing very quickly. We didn't have time to do anything. And so even if they would have gave us a couple months or, you know, 45 days would have been nice. I believe it was only 2 weeks or 3 weeks. And that's just not much time to set anything up.
And so you got people there who worked in the hospital who are out of work as well.
Yep, I'm told 20 to 35 jobs, give or take. The school system's going to take a hit. And we have the village of Ontonagon is where the hospital was or is as 1,285 residents. You figure 30 jobs is a huge number for us. So it's all around bad news. It's a little bit rough.
Well, you also make the point, and I think it's a good one, that this is from an economic competitiveness standpoint. As you compete for residents with a lot of other rural communities that offer a high quality of life that you can get being out in the middle of nowhere, you no longer can compete. Anybody with even a minor heart condition probably will say, you know what, I can't risk that.
I think a lot of people, if I had an option of a little community like this with an ER and one without, it would definitely might affect my decision-making. I mean, there's just no way around that.
Yeah.
And especially an area like this, we have a lot of retired people that have lived here for a long time. You know, you have a homeowners that have owned their house for 30, 40 years. And then this happens when they're in their 70s. I'd be a little bit frustrated. I'm a little bit younger, so it doesn't affect me quite that way, but I definitely understand people who it does.
How has the community responded to the closure?
I think knee-jerk reaction. A lot of people have probably listed houses. There's a little bit of a panic. And I still think there's opportunity. You know, if Aspirus doesn't want to be here, fine. I do think that someone else might come in.
Yeah.
I know we have UP Health Systems. It's just kind of they're flirting with the idea of coming in with an ER, and I know there's possibility of a triage. And again, I'm not an expert on the medical field, so correct me if I'm wrong, but I think there's other opportunities, but right now there's nothing.
Well, usually in a free market, nature abhors a vacuum, right? That this kind of deficit becomes an opportunity for someone else.
Especially with the facility being there and ready to go.
Right.
Yeah. As an econ major, I'm going to agree with you 100%. Typically, if there's a need, somebody will provide a service to fulfill that need. It's just how business works. I want my econ degree to be right here. But I'm going to have to see it to believe it. And I do think there's an opportunity, but I don't work for a hospital, so I don't know how much of an opportunity it is for somebody.
Did Asperis initially promise to build a new hospital in Otonagan?
There was a lot of talk about investing a large sum of money here to beef up the hospital. And then my understanding is he had a change in CEO, and the new CEO decided to cut that off and compete in a different market. So that is fact. We were told, and they actually applied for zoning permits at the village, so we had plans of a new building even.
Wow.
That was only 6 months ago, maybe. So, yeah, it's a pretty big 180.
So the hospital now is a clinic, so you can do outpatient services there, but that's it.
That's my understanding, yeah, very basic services. They're, I think it's 8 to 5 during the week, and, you know, God forbid something happened on a Saturday, you got to go 45 miles away.
Since 2010, more than 80 rural hospitals have completely closed and more than 65 converted to new models. That's crazy.
I've heard similar numbers. The number I heard was 150. Check my math, but I think you just stated pretty much that fact. And that's where one item I don't hear a whole lot is I think it's more of a national issue. And I look at a lot of the regulation. I mean, does the Fed regulation cost the hospital a fortune in overhead before they even open their doors?
Yeah.
And I think that's really not being mentioned at all, because it's not just Aspirus in Otonagan. It's little community hospitals in a lot of areas.
But it's how ghost towns get created. I mean, you see economic dissolution where they withdraw the bread and butter jobs. But boy, if you don't have health care, that is a basic need. Willie DuPont, best to you and the folks in Otonagan with trying to fill this deficit and this gap.
Well, appreciate that. Thanks for chatting. You guys have a great day.
You too. As well. It's beautiful country up there, and it's just a shame. We thank you for being with us. Much more on All Talk coming up next. We'll see you tomorrow at 6 to wrap up the week.